Brighton Festival 2018.
And classical music, of course, is always a big part of the Brighton Festival. There have been lunchtime concerts, events at Glyndebourne, and some more intimate classical performances. There were two big hitters this year. Benjamin Britten's War Requiem has been and gone, but William Walton's Belshazzar's Feast closes the festival this Sunday at the Dome. So I went to the Dome to meet Jill Kay, who programmes the festival's classical music strand.
Hello, I'm Jill Kay. I'm the classical music producer for the Brighton Festival. So it's a big year, particularly this year. Our own Brighton Festival chorus is having a 50th anniversary. The chorus was formed in 1968 to sing Belshazzar's Feast, an amazing piece by William Walton, with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra in the festival that year. So we decided to try and recreate that as much as we can this year. So we've got the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra coming back. The chorus will sing Belshazzar's Feast in the closing concert, along with Britten's 4C interludes, very beautiful music, and The Lark Ascending by Vaughan Williams, which is a really heartrending piece. Belshazzar's Feast in the second half has got very nearly 300 musicians in it. It's got everything in the percussion section, including the kitchen sink. There'll be over 150 people singing in the chorus. It's got two brass bands that are going to be sited up in the circle that add to all this mayhem going on stage at various points. So you'll get this kind of surround sound Dolby system going on. So it's going to be a really exciting and amazing end to the Brighton Festival.
Dare I ask, did anyone who performed in that piece 50 years ago, are they going to be here or maybe in the audience?
There are, I think, three members of Brighton Festival Chorus who are still in the chorus, who joined in 68 and are still in the chorus. They joined as kids, of course, and they're still going. So there will be three people singing. And there are a couple, actually more than a couple, there'll probably be about at least a dozen who sang, who are no longer singing in the choir, but going to be in the audience. Yeah, it's going to be quite a moment for Brighton Festival Chorus. Very exciting.
That's going to be a banger. Jill Kay programmes the festival's classical music strand, talking about William Walton's Belshazzar's Feast that closes the festival this coming Sunday, 7:30 at the Dome. I'm really looking forward to that one. It's going to be massive.
It sounds good. I'll tell you what, obviously once you join the chorus, you don't leave the chorus.
It sounds like it, doesn't it? I really like the idea that people who were there 50 years ago singing are going to come back and watch it again. That's really sweet. I like that. And also there's Lark Ascending, which is a really gorgeous, gorgeous piece of music. So it's going to be a real feast for classical music fans, that one on Sunday.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.